This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Wednesday, March 30th, 2022, Montana reports 272,543 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 46 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday, 10 new cases in Gallatin County, that's Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky, 10 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana, 5 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation, and more new cases in 14 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 342. Currently, 29 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,246 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 977,000 Americans have died. There have been 79.9 million cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. President Joe Biden may invoke the Defense Production Act soon to spur domestic production of critical minerals needed to manufacture batteries for electric vehicles and for long-term electricity storage. Doing so would add critical minerals such as lithium, nickel, graphite, cobalt, and manganese to the list of items covered by the 1950 Defense Production Act, a law enacted during the Korean War that allows the president to use emergency authority to make large orders of a certain type of product or to expand productive capacity and supply. Invoking the act for the domestic production of critical minerals comes as Russia's war on Ukraine and the resulting energy shocks have impacted supply chains for nickel and caused nickel prices to spike. The White House and the Departments of Energy and the Interior would implement the presidential determination under the Defense Production Act while ensuring that the order would in no way bypass or supersede permitting or environmental review processes for mining these minerals. The order would allow funding of feasibility studies, co-product and byproduct production at certain operations, as well as productivity and safety modernizations. The Defense Production Act was invoked most recently in response to the COVID-19 crisis. Wildlife researchers are conducting coronavirus testing on bear, moose, deer, and wolves on a Native American reservation in the remote northern Minnesota woods about 5 miles from Canada. Like researchers around the world, they're trying to figure out how much, and where wildlife is spreading the coronavirus. Scientists are concerned that the virus could evolve within animal populations, potentially spawning dangerous viral mutants that could jump back to people, spread among us, and reignite what, for now, seems to some like a waning crisis. The coronavirus pandemic has served as a stark and tragic example of how closely animal health and human health are linked. While the origins of the virus have not been proven, many scientists say it likely jumped from bats to humans, either directly or through another species that was being sold live in Wuhan, China. And now the virus has been confirmed in wildlife in at least 24 U.S. states, including Minnesota. Recently, a Canadian study showed someone in Ontario likely contracted a highly mutated strain of coronavirus from a deer. The veterinary and biomedical researchers hope to learn not just which animals are getting infected, but also whether certain animals are acting as bridge species to bring it to others. Testing may later be expanded to red foxes and raccoons. 2 years after COVID-19 forced the Bozeman Public Library to change its operations, the library's hours have now returned to its pre-pandemic schedule. The library closed its doors in March 2020 as the pandemic took hold, then reopened that summer before switching back to virtual services and curbside pickup when cases rose a few months later. At the end of February, the library was able to return to its pre-pandemic hours. The Bozeman Public Library opens at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday and closes at 8 on Monday through Thursday. Hours are 10 to 6 on Friday, 10 to 5 Saturday, and 1 to 5 Sundays. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.